Sotheby's Auction House had its spring Impressionist and Modern Art Sale last night in Manhattan. It's the company's most important auction of the season. Sotheby's is still recovering from heavy fines and payments in its settlement of federal price-fixing charges, and its former chairman is under indictment. 42 works were showcased, but only about half sold. The auction house did set a record for the sale of a painting by an important 20th century German artist. Max Beckmann's 1938 self-portrait went for $22.5 million. It will be entering the collection of a yet-to-be-open New York museum. Reporter David Darcy was at Sotheby's last night. Good morning.
Morning, Bob. How are you?
Good news in the auction business. How could that happen?
Yeah, there hasn't been much of that this week, and it's good news amid a lot of bad news. Interestingly, this painting was the subject of what people were calling a single painting sale, since it was the most important work at Sotheby's last night. There was a lot of bidding, which hasn't been the case in the auctions this week, about seven people at the end. It ended at about twice the estimate that people thought the picture would bring, with a dealer walking down the aisle after buying it with a big smile on his face. The picture's going to a phantom museum called the Neue Galerie. We don't know when it's going to open, but at least the good news is that this most important picture in the sale will end up in a museum so the public can see it in New York City.
Tell me about the atmosphere in a sale like that. The crowd expects everything will find its price, right? That's how auctions are supposed to work.
Yeah, it's funny. There isn't much bidding in the room most of the time. There are about 1,000 people there, all dressed up, watching Sotheby's employees on the phone taking bids from buyers. We don't know who they are. We don't know where they are. The drama of the retail auction isn't really there. The other part of it is you get a situation where we don't know the price that a work of art is going to sell at. We only know the price that a work isn't going to sell at because the sellers have set the prices so high that half of them aren't even bought.
Right, and half the works didn't sell. Is that a problem with the Impressionists or Sotheby's?
No, I think it's a problem with a lot of these works sold for high prices when there was a huge amount of money coming from Japan 10 years ago. They've been coming back to auction in the hope that people will buy them. There tend to be pretty things by Renoir, Pizarro, overpriced, really depending on what people used to think prices were. They'll come back next year. They'll come back 2 or 3 years. They'll come back maybe in 10 years from now and hope that somebody's gotten rich very fast and will want to buy them again.
Is that Sotheby's explanation? I mean, they have to be very disappointed.
They say they're disappointed. They say that there's $1 trillion that's out of the economy now and it's out of the art market. What they want people to think is that they sold this important Beckmann painting, that it's a painting that the other auction houses didn't get, and that it's a picture that, thanks to them, will be in New York and the public will be able to see in a museum. It won't be in a bank vault in Japan or in the Middle East, and they'll take some responsibility for that very proudly.
Is anyone bidding on Sotheby's itself?
Yeah, that's they're obviously not talking about. We'll have to watch how the stock price does after this week and after next week. No one is expecting the contemporary auctions to be any better than this. On the other hand, Phillips has raided so much of Sotheby's talent and seems to have cornered the market for the very expensive paintings that we really don't know how much Sotheby's is worth at this time. I think the buyers are going to be waiting for the company the same way they've been waiting for the paintings.
Reporter David Darcy in New York.